Manny Pacheco, and welcome to what we believe is another interesting Forgotten Hollywood segment. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. When I say Laverne, Maxine, and Patty, you know we're going to spend an hour with the Andrews sisters. Throughout their long career, the sibling team sold well over 75 million records. When they burst upon the music scene in the late 1930s, it shook a very solid musical foundation. They produced a slick harmonic blend, singing at the top of their lungs while trying successfully to emulate the blare of three harmonizing trumpets with a full big band playing in concert. The girls were a tour de force. Born in Minnesota, the sisters began touring in vaudeville with Ted Mack. By 1937, Sammy Kahn was writing lyrics for them, and a first big radio hit was Bemir Bist Du Schön. Universal Pictures signed the trio on the suggestion of the Ritz Brothers, of all folks. In fact, the girls learned their awkward choreographic moves from the comedic team. Let's travel back to a time when radio audiences first heard the Andrews sisters and first saw their silly dance moves in their film debut in Argentine Nights on Forgotten Hollywood.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. Bemir Bist Du Schön, please let me explain. Bemir Bist Du Schön means you're grand. Bemir Bist Du Schön, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even seven bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain Bemir Bist Du Schön, so kiss me and say you understand. Bemir Bist Du Schön, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. Bemir Bist Du Schön means that you're grand. Bemir Bist Du Schön, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain Bemir Bist Du Schön, so kiss me and say that you will understand.
Or you can can take the high road or you can take the low road. Go the way the wind is blowing. Take the main road, the side road, the crossroad, the railroad, as long as you keep going. Now, if you ever get mad with a very young lad, you better do what I tell you. Don't you rave, don't you shout, don't you even stop to pout. Here is a very simple sample. Now, I took a stroll with a boy in the park. We found a bench in a spot that was dark. Then he tried stealing a kiss, but what did I say? Oh, what did I say? Here's the road. Down on the square where the hopefuls all meet, someone was making a speech in the street. But just then somebody hollered, hey, the light's green. Oh, what did he mean? Here's the road. When you're annoyed with anyone, don't get mad, don't rave, don't shout. Just count to ten and then politely say, get lost, stay loud. Out to you both for a spell. Now just to prove that I can take it as well, I'll let you give it to me, I'll leave it to you. Oh, what'll I do?
Hit the road!
What'll you say?
Hit the road, Joe.
Hit the road.
And if he should hand you a line.
And if he says,
honey, what is yours should be mine. If you have a date at 8 and he comes at 9.
Well, what'll you say?
Hit the road.
Oh, hit the road, you lug.
When you're annoyed with anyone, don't get mad, don't rave, don't shout. You better count to ten and then politely say, hey, get off my back. We fished it out to you both for a spell, now just to prove that we can take it as well, we'll let you give it to us. So what'll we do? Oh, what'll we do?
Hit the road.
All right, we'll hit the road.
This is Manny Pacheco, and today we're exploring the wonderful career of the spry Andrews sisters. Maxine, Patty, and Laverne appeared in 17 Hollywood films. The girls specialized in swing, boogie-woogie, and novelty hits with their trademark vocal syncopations. Their next motion picture solidified the star power of Abbott and Costello. It was 1941, and the name of the flick was Buck Privates. You found us on Forgotten Hollywood.
Trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- bass and guitar isn't with Amma. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Thank you.
to sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Ball of Company B. Da, 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 da. He's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Mister, what you call him, what you doing tonight? Hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right. How's about a corner with a table for two, where the music's mellow and some gay rendezvous? There's no chance romancing with the blue attitude. You've got to do some dancing to get in the mood. Sister, what you call 'em, that's a timely idea. Something swingadilla would be good to my ear. Everybody must agree that dancing has charm when you have the certain one you love in your arms. Stepping out with you will be a sweet interlude, a builder-upper that will put me in the mood. In the mood. That's it, I got it. In the mood. Your ear will spot it. In the mood. Oh, what a hot hit. Be alive and get the jive. You've got to learn how. Hep, hep, hep. Hep like a heifer. Pep, pep, pep. Hot as a pepper. Step, step, step. Step like a stepper. We're mugging and hugging. We're in the mood now. Wonders that this evening has done. Your feet were so heavy till they hardly could move. Now they're light as feathers and you're right in the groove. You were only hungry for some musical food. You're positively, absolutely in the mood. Sister, what you call a mom indebted to you. It all goes to show what good influence can do. Never felt so happy and so fully alive. Seems the jamming, jumping is a powerful jive. Kangaroo has given me a new attitude. My heart is full of rhythm and I'm in the mood. In the mood.
That's it, cause I got it and I'm
in the mood.
Your ear will spot it when you're
in the mood.
Bobbity 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 bobbity.
Be alive and get the jive, you got to learn how. Hip, hip, hip.
Your hip like a heifer full of pep, pep, pep. Your heart as a pepper and you
step, step, step.
Step, step.
The style of the Andrews Sisters was a time in contrast to bandleaders' arrangements. Glenn Miller mildly accepted their verve, while Artie Shaw was more of a fervent critic of this novel approach. However, audiences love the effort.
Introducing three wonderful singers of wonderful songs, the Andrews Sisters, Maxine, Laverne, and Patty.
When stars appear, I seem to hear a serenade. I watch the moon, and then my tune is softly played. The music thrills and gently fills my heart with bliss. I hear the theme and want to dream and reminisce. I close my eyes neath a blanket of indigo skies and my serenade
sighs like a breeze from heaven above. Even at dawn, when the stars and the moonlight have gone, my refrain lingers on like a memory of alone. I'm not afraid. I'll always keep my dreamy, my sleepy serenade. I like to dream a sleepy serenade and dream my life away.
Hold That Ghost was another Universal movie featuring the comedic talents of Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Plus, you heard Maestro Ted Lewis making the introduction. Forgotten Hollywood continues with seldom played recordings from a movie so rarely seen it was even retitled. Originally called Wake Up and Dream, here are the Andrews Sisters from What's Cooking, a 1942 release on Forgotten Hollywood.
Sulle labbra, sulle labbra, se potessi dolce un bacio ti darei, dolce un bacio ti darei. Tutte, tutte ti direi le dolcezza dell'amore. Tutte le dolcezze dell'amore. Sempre, sempre si sa, sempre si sa, ti do presso mille gaudi, ti direi mille gaudi, ti direi.
I just want one kiss in the morning, only but one kiss, just to start my day right. All that I ask, dear, is but one kiss, but make it last from morning till give me one kiss in the morning, only one kiss, just to start my day right. All I am here is just one kiss, make it last from morning till night, make it last from morning until night. I'll pray for you.
This is Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm sharing timeless cinematic audio gems from the Andrews sisters. By the time the United States went to war, our heroines received top billing in their own movies. During World War II, they entertained the Allied forces, extensively visiting Army, Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard bases, war zones, hospitals, and munition factories. They encouraged our citizenry to purchase war bonds. They also helped Betty Davis and John Garfield create the famous Hollywood Canteen. The girls also appeared in the movie, inspired by the local retreat, singing the title track. Their voices were inspiration to all who fought Axis aggression. Forgotten Hollywood notes the patriotic cinematic performances of the Andrews sisters.
That's not the moon, that's love, my son. Johnny, but you must know for sure she is the one. But if she can reach your heart, even when you're far apart, then you don't know that's not the moon, that's love, my star. There were three little sisters, three little sisters, and each one only in her teens. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a lad from the marine. Oh, the three little sisters, they were the fairest, from Iceland down to New Orleans. So said the soldier, so said the sailor, and so said the lad from the marine. And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys came back someday. Now the three little sisters, stay home and read their magazine. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors, and tell it to the Marines.
Three little sisters, two little sisters of mine, and each one was only in a teen. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor boy, and I loved the lad from the Marines. Oh my, two little sisters, they were the fairest of all, from Iceland directly to New Orleans. So said the soldier, so said the sailor boy, so said the guy from the marine.
And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys marched back someday. Now the three little sisters, those three little sisters, stay home and read their magazine. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors. Oh, tell it to the Marines.
By the end of our campaigns against the Nazis and Japanese, the Andrews sisters were second only to Bing Crosby as the most successful recording artists of the 1940s. In fact, they actually teamed with the crooner 23 times on vinyl. When we revisit Forgotten Hollywood, our gals collaborate with other screen icons. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. You are spending a timeless hour with Forgotten Hollywood. This is Manny Pacheco. The Andrews sisters were film stars, a rarity for musical acts outside of MGM. At Universal, they were the queen bees. Give Out Sisters was a review that also featured Donald O'Connor, Dan Daly, and William Frawley. Here's the Pennsylvania Polka on Forgotten Hollywood.
The band has begun, the Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Get started in Scranton, it's our number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka.
quickly gone. Sweet romancing, this goes on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss and then they start to dance again.
While they're dancing all around, everybody's cares are quickly gone. Sweet romancing, this goes on and on and on until the dawn. Gay with laughter, they're happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss and then they start to kiss again.
Honest, they were better suited working with Danny Kaye and honoring John Wayne and even Walt Disney. Let's offer a couple of rousing audio examples.
He's up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood.
hear him picking out a melody. Peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. To serenade your lady, just find a tree that's shady. And when you hear that tick, a tick, 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 a tick, 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 a tick, tick, sing right along. Come on and try his rhythm, and let your hearts beat with him. Just listen to that tick, a tick, 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 a tick, tick, happy little woodpecker song. He's up each morning, bright and early, to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and to every girlie his happy serenade, his happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long.
Just hear him pecking, pecking all day long. He's peck, peck, pecking, pecking good and strong. He is happy, kind of sappy, as he pecks on a tree, pecking out a simple melody. Busy as a buzz bee, making good, chopping wood, working hard as anybody could. Happy all the day, he's very happy, happy, happy all the day. To serenade your little lady, lady in blue, just find a tree that's very shady. And when you hear that tick, a tick, 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 a tick, 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 a tick, tick, sing him right along. Come on and try his rhythm, tick, tick, come on and try his rhythm, and let your hearts beat with him, quick, quick. Just listen to that tick-a-tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song.
Round her neck, she wore a yellow ribbon. She wore it in the winter and the merry month of May. When I asked her why the yellow ribbon, she said it's for my lover who is far, far away.
Far away,
far away,
far away,
far away.
She said it's for my lover who is far, far away.
Far away,
far away,
far away,
far away.
She said it's for my lover who is far, far away.
When at first she met her winsome Johnny, he wasn't sure her heart was pure, her eyes were far too bold. So round her neck he tied a yellow ribbon, he tied a yellow ribbon, 'cause it matched her hair of gold. Hair of gold, hair of gold. He tied a yellow ribbon 'cause it matched her hair of gold. Hair of gold, hair of gold. He tied a yellow ribbon, though her eyes were far too bold.
Chance you spy a lovely maiden, and by her side there walks with pride a Johnny strong and gay. And round her neck there is a yellow ribbon. No matter how you love her, please stay far, far away.
Far away,
far away,
far away,
far away.
No matter how you love her, please stay far, far away.
Far away,
far away,
far away,
far away.
Her love is for another, so stay far, far away.
Far, far away.
Round her neck she wore a yellow ribbon. She wore it in the winter and the merry month of May. When I asked her why the yellow ribbon, she said it's for my lover who is far, far away.
Far away,
far away.
She said it's for my lover who is far, far away.
Far away,
far away.
She
said, it's for my lover who is far, far away.
Far, far away.
For her lover who was
far, far away.
Thanks for your continued interest in Forgotten Hollywood. The Andrews Sisters became the best-selling female vocal group in pop music history, setting records that remain unsurpassed to this day. Only the Supremes even come close. Their harmonies and songs are still influential, having influenced spirited fine entertainers as Bette Midler and Christina Aguilera. To be sure, Patti and Maxine were never close due to an unresolved spat. Laverne often served as peacemaker. However, the girls were devoted to their parents. In the mid-1950s, they reluctantly returned to singing swing and produced real gems as a favor to their folks. We're the benefactors for this fortuitous decision. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny and Steve, let's boogie into the musical archives and share some trivia about the Andrews Sisters. First, a word for the younger generation in our audience. Don't confuse them with the McGuire Sisters, another popular singing group you may have seen on one of those PBS TV specials featuring such acts as the Four Preps, the Diamonds, and so on. That show was recorded in 2007 in Atlantic City and is often replayed on pledge drives. They may have had their sugar time, but they never had the beer barrel polka and don't sit under the apple tree flavor of the Andrews Sisters. Uh-oh. I must be getting through to our producer, Steve. He's shopping online for the Andrews Sisters. Way to go, Steve. Now, here's some nostalgic trivia about the Andrews Sisters. They did commercials. If you lived back in the day, you may have heard them sing about Dole Pineapple, Wrigley's Chewing Gum, Kelvinator appliances. Campbell Soups. Good. Franco-American Spaghetti. And the Nash Motor Car. The Nash Motor Car? Now have I ripped up your engine? Yes, they weren't bug privates with Abbott and Costello. The film was a huge box office hit. It cost $180,000 to make and took in more than $1 million. It was so popular, the second film they made, Hold That Ghost, was held back to rush into theaters, the movies, and the Navy and keep them flying. Thanks in large part to Bette Midler, the Andrews sisters did enjoy a comeback in 1974 in the stage musical Over Here, which opened on Broadway to rave reviews. Patty Andrews did a TV game show, too, in the late 1970s. She was a regular panelist on The Gong Show. Remember that one? If you want to know more, much of the material of the Andrews sisters has been remastered on CDs, and there's also a BBC TV documentary on them that was released in 2008. By the way, if you have seen Steven Spielberg's 1979 comedy film 1941, you know it includes a parody of the Andrews sisters called The Anderson Sisters. Well, Manny and Steve, after all this boogie-woogie with our girls of the hour, I feel in perfect harmony with both of you. Hey, maybe we can create our own singing group. How about calling ourselves the Backlot Trio? Think we would be a hit on the karaoke circuit? Can we toast this with a Manny Shevitz wine? Back to you, Manny.
Gary Lycan. The Nash Company, by the way, made the Little Nash Rambler, just so you know. Once again, you've captured our imagination. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you kind of look like Maxime Andrews. No, just kidding. After the death of Laverne in 1967, Patty embarked on a solo career. The Andrews sisters remain as big in music sales as Elvis and the Beatles. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
There's drama, there's excitement, and there's harmony for three in the story of adventure on the sea. Now featured in this epic is a ship of proud design. No, it's not this ocean liner. We take a different line. So with a huff and a puff and a chug, chug, chug and a perky little hoot, we introduce our hero, the tugboat Little Toot.
Little Toot was just a tug, just a happy harbor tug, and he came from a line of tugboats fine and brave. But it seems that Little Toot simply didn't give a hoot. Though he tried to be good, he never could behave. Chug, 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 heave-ho, my lad. I'm a big toot just like my dad. Full big folks with the yaw, heave-ho, and away we go. Chug, 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 chug. Liners wait while he made a figure eight with the greatest of ease. He cut through the seas and slide, but he went too far one day when he slid in Big Toot's way, and it wasn't a joke, for it nearly broke Big Toot's pride. Won't you ever Toot. Won't you ever grow up, Little Toot? When there's work to be done, all you think of is fun. Won't you ever grow up, Little Toot? Oh, Little Toot had quite a scare. He decided then and there that he tried to be good as he could be. So when his dad came puffing slow with a mighty
ship in tow. Little Toot went to help him take it out to sea. Chug a chug chug, heave ho, my lad. I'm a big toot just like my dad. Push big boats with the yo heave ho, and away we go. Chug a chug 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 chug. Woo! Won't you ever